Good morning, everyone. It's Iron Eagle Mike, Mike Bastano. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning here in Orange County, March 27, 2018. Hope everybody's having an incredible month, an incredible start to this week. We are heading to the end of the first quarter of the year. And today our topic is about the strong body. Well, in fact, right now I'm outside the gym waiting for my client to come in and train with me. People ask me a lot, how do you find the motivation, you know, to do that? I wish I had the same motivation as you. Well, really, it's a mindset. You know, the mind is a muscle, and as we'll discuss later on, you know, I'll share with you my tips on how I continually motivate myself and commitment. Because think of motivation as like a turbocharge, right? Everyone has motivation, but not everybody has the consistency and the commitment to see it through. So that's the important part. And I'll share you with you guys later some of my tips over the last, you know, 6-7 years that I've developed on how to really make yourself commit to a goal, to a dream. So tune in later. Well, hello, everybody. Iron Eagle Mike. It is a beautiful Saturday. It is the last day of March, March 31st, 2018. I'm just here at the Ruben Ayala Park in Chino waiting for some friends to show up, and we're going to have a workout in mind, body, and spirit. This marks a very special day for me as well. It's like 5 years ago. I started developing symptoms, really serious symptoms of an autoimmune condition regarding my liver that at that time was caused two hospitalizations in a span of like 6 months. So from April of 2013, I started fighting a battle that would irrevocably transform and change me. Now, autoimmune disease or autoimmune hepatitis or whatever autoimmune condition really is a manifestation of a dysfunction inside the body regarding the immune system. Now, in my specific case, it was my immune system that had been attacking my liver for a long, long time, which I wasn't aware of. Where I guess the symptoms were there over the years, since I was young, but I never really understood it. The doctors never really understood it. And it was only until much, much later when, you know, the chronic inflammation erupted and almost cost me my life that led me down to a path of transformation, of renewal. Am I bitter? Back then, when it first happened, I was mad. I was angry. I was looking for someone to blame as to what was the problem with me, what caused the problem. But you know what? You can't go on through life always swirling around in that negative mindset, because when it comes to autoimmune, the more stress you have to deal with, then the more it will manifest. And what I found is that I found my peace through working out, through working my body, working my mind, meditating. So when people ask me, like, how did you heal yourself? Did you take any drugs? Did you take any medications? I said, I never did. I was offered that, you know, even to the hospitalization. And I said, I refused. I believe firmly that I would not allow any more drugs to despoil my body. I trusted and believed in 100% that I could heal myself, even though they said there was no cure, even though I was playing a gamble, a risk on my life. But here's the thing about healing, especially when it comes to heretofore unknown diseases that modern medicine cannot cure. The body has an infinite capacity to heal. And what I found through this ordeal, through this experience, was that the more I devoted time to strengthen my body, even though many times over the last, especially the first couple of years, it was mentally taxing and challenging to just go for a walk, move my body, lift weights. I had to train my mind to be stronger. It's a good thing I went through the transformation. Well, I guess I hear there's the ice cream guy. Anyway, I have to go through that transformation. When I first lost that 107 pounds a year before I got sick. So that laid the groundwork, the foundation. Because when you lay that foundation of discipline and dedication and the mindset that you will persevere, it carries you through. But then I also had to feed my body the right nutrition. Clean, unprocessed food, raising my vibration to a whole food, plant-based lifestyle. You know, the first 8 months after, you know, in 2014, after the diagnosis, I just dedicated to a raw vegan diet. I mean, yes, I went to the extreme, but I was so intent on healing my gut. Because once I understood the nature of my condition when it came to my liver, and once I found out I was sensitive to many different kinds of foods, I just took it on myself. I took it upon myself to create a protocol in diet and nutrition, including supplements, superfoods, mental exercises, and spiritual exercises. And that's why I ended up writing a book. Two books, actually. First one, I Am Enough, Healing a Broken Body. And the second one, I Am Enough, Into the Shadows, wherein I embrace the darkness that enveloped me, that I refused to accept, right? You know, prior to, you know, this going on. Because I thought that I'd always being in the light would shield me from, and or protect me from any negativity, from any pain. But the nature of duality is, like, you know, as human beings or as physical beings in this universe, is that you can only know light when you are in the dark. And you can only know the dark when you're, you know, when you're in it as well. So you need to accept. For me, the key to my healing was accepting that death is a part of life. That death is not the end of it for me. My body and mind fight strongly to preserve the life that I have right now. But at the same time, I am not attached to it or fearful of it like I used to be. And that is the paradox, I guess, when people say, well, I mean, I wish I was like you. You know, I wish I could do the same things as you. Yes, you can. You can. It's the negative talk, self-talk that you tell yourself that you can't do it, that lays the groundwork for what the universe gives back to you. So what I learned, aside from making my body strong, and as was to make my mind strong, was to go through these positive mental exercises, these spiritual exercises, which went beyond religion. Because, you know, because religion really is a man-made concept. You know, it's meant to help, but it puts you in a fear-based system, really. You know, from my upbringing, from my experience, was I hated it, primarily because it constrained who I really was. And I disliked the fact that I was being manipulated into something or was not a choice. I didn't have a choice. I was born into it and brought up into it. So that laid a foundation for all the negative self-talk, the negative image of my being, that I was not worthy, that I was being punished somehow for being imperfect, for having all these flaws. But autoimmune disease, there's a dysfunction. That's why the body is reacting. That's why the mind is reacting. And the spirit wants to be let loose, the true spirit, the true nature of who we are. And all this fear self-imposed. And that's what I learned through this journey. It's like the strong body helps become a strong mind. And then a strong body and a strong mind makes a strong human being. But we have to constantly work at it. You know, we put ourselves into a box and think that this is all that we are supposed to be, that this is our limit. We can't think beyond the walls. Society wants and puts the fear into us for being self-aware, for being self-loving, for being self-respectful and grateful. You know what's interesting about us is like advanced cognitive human, you know, like beings on this planet, is that we are constantly in fear. We constantly wear masks because of the social conditioning anywhere we are. So the world wants to keep us, pretends to keep us safe, but in fact, it actually makes us weaker, makes us untrue to ourselves, and causes all these problems because of the fear. So how do you make a body strong? Well, like I said, you know, you start off with clean, unprocessed food. I went through the raw vegan route. I did a lot of smoothies, a lot of juicing. I created my own protocol, unique to mine. That's why it's in my book, I Am Enough, Into the Shadows. And I will be creating another diet, nutrition, lifestyle specific book on how I did it, including the nutritional supplements. Now people say, you know, there were doctors saying, well, just follow, you know, a balanced diet. I mean, that's all they kept saying to me when I was diabetic, when I was overweight. And then with this condition, they said, oh, you know, you can eat anything. It's like, it doesn't help. So I had to be self-sufficient and self-reliant and self-aware, because like, why would I place my trust? Why would I place my life in the hands of those who had no cure, who offered no hope, who offered fear? Why? Why would you choose that? All right, they said, well, if you don't take this, your lifespan will be shortened, or you're going to need a liver transplant soon, or you're going to die very quickly. You're going to have cirrhosis. You're going to have cancer. A lot of this fear. But I accepted the fact that I was, you know, that I had this condition, and that I had a finite time on earth, and I was fine with that. Because when I look at it, when you look at our relatively short lifespans, what's the difference between a 50-year-old person and an 80-year-old person? Just 30 years, but in the bigger scheme of things. You know, when you look at the universe that's billions of years old, that this planet is billions of years old, we're not even a blip. Not even a grain of sand of time. So to me, it's like, I got my peace from that. I got my peace from the fact that I will live my life each and every day to the fullest and not be bound by the fears and conventions of government, of culture, of religion. And that's how I healed. And I fervently believe and visualize and felt what it was like to be strong again, to be vibrant, to be energetic, to be full of life. Because that is how you start self-healing. You know, extending the expiration date, as I call it. And when the time comes, when I am going to be gone and transition from this plane of reality, I'm ready. I go back to source. Once you accept, and here's the key, once you accept that death is part of a life cycle, then the recovery, the road to recovery and healing becomes so much easier. It starts manifesting, because what have you got to lose? Because death is not the final ending of it all. It is not. We just go back to source. We just go back to energy, frequency. So let me pause for a moment here, and then we'll continue our conversation about autoimmune disease, about manifestation, about power of intention and belief in yourself. And I'll get back to you guys, share my thoughts over the last several years, and just being honest and authentic. Okay, be back soon. Welcome back. Mike Pestano here, or otherwise known as Iron Eagle Mike, as I go by on my social media profiles. I'm back and we're talking about autoimmune diseases, how to make your body strong. So earlier, I just kind of gave everyone like a backdrop of how, like a summary of what happened to me and how I made my body strong. But when we discuss autoimmune hepatitis or any autoimmune condition, there's not enough time to be discussed in an hour span. So I decided I'm going to just break it up in chunks and spread it out over the next several episodes of podcast. But if you guys want to hear the whole story or read the whole story, my book on Amazon, I've got two books there. I Am Enough, Healing a Broken Body, and I Am Enough, Into the Shadows. So it's basically two parts, which tells the whole story pretty much about how my life turned out, and how the disease manifested and how I healed myself. But it's like a whole story. It's not just, like one answer, like as most people would want to or think or been programmed to. So let's just, focus on the whole story, one whole story, instead of one trying to get one answer, because there really is no answer. And it took me several years to get to the whole paradigm that allowed me to fix myself. Now, flashback to 2013, end of March, I was pretty much headed into this change. I'd already, I lost over like 100 pounds, reversed my type 2 diabetes, and I was planning on joining a bodybuilding or physique contest. That's how I felt so good. I was 40, how old was I then? I was 45 years old, and I had always dreamed of wanting to participate in a physique bodybuilding contest, just because that was my childhood dream. I'd always been fascinated, idolized Arnold Schwarzenegger and all those famous bodybuilders, but Arnold was the number one idol that I had back then, 12, 13 year old kid. So I was dedicating myself to training, eating like a bodybuilder and everything. And when this condition, it manifested itself, I couldn't figure out what was going on. When you get sick and you wonder, well, what happened? So for me, I just decided that I'm not going to let this condition, no matter how scary it was, no matter how painful it was or exhausting it was, I had built up the discipline over the last couple of years back then to keep my body strong, to keep my mind strong, to keep my spirit strong. And that's what's important. Because I had made my mind strong, it allowed me to not go into that rabbit hole of fear. Really deep into it. Of course, there was that fringe of fear that I felt when, my life flashed before my eye. Not just flashed, but like literally was in the hospital and very, very perilous times for me in 2013. So, when I think about that right now, I'm like, how did I process it? Did I revert back to that fear-based ideology where I'm like, I'm just gonna, I found Jesus Christ, or I found this? No, it wasn't like that at all. It's not that I don't believe in any of that. It's just that to me, there was a higher purpose, and I believe that there was more than just one answer. And it was to be found not externally in symbols or deities. It was more to do with myself inside of me. Now, this may go against the grain of those who have been raised in many different religious and cultural beliefs that, no, it's blasphemy or it is wrong to think like that. Well, when you are hit with a condition like this, there's two things that you can two ways you can respond to it. You can respond typically through the fear reaction, wherein you're just going to say, okay, I deserve this, so I'm going to listen to the doctors, listen to the priests, listen to the family, and just take it, even though there's no cure. Or I go down the not so beaten path, go down a different rabbit hole of my own creation, and trust in my gut. That's important, trusting in the gut. The gut feeling that there was something bigger that I could do, even though I didn't know exactly where to begin and how to. But I just had a faith and a belief. Because when I trained myself, you know, like in that first book, it showed how I did it, how I lost that weight, how I reversed the type 2 diabetes, which is also an incurable disease, you know, mind you. People think when you take medications, you know, it's just maintaining it. It's not healing you or reversing it at all. It's just prolonging the agony. So for me, I did everything naturally. And I'm not just tooting my own horn here. I just firmly believe that I was not going to allow myself to be in that fear mode, to be in that mode wherein I would entrust everything externally to anybody and everybody else. And I would have faith in myself first. And then people say, well, you know, like, God was there for you. Well, that's your belief. For me, God is inside of me. God is everywhere. God is source. God is energy everywhere. Your interpretation of what I'm going through is your interpretation. That's how you've been culturally and socially programmed. That, you know, just that's just the way it is. You know, that's because you're born. So for me, it was making I made my body strong. So I said, I'm going to make myself stronger. Right? And I'm going to tweak my diet even further. So I went on raw, like I said earlier, before I went on raw vegan juicing, because I threw my research on the internet and I had many different resources and I had to dig deep, because at that time there was hardly anything about, you know, my condition, hardly, very rare. But there was something that I learned about autoimmune conditions is that it's a dysfunction in the immune system. And where does that begin? We'd like to think that the immune system is, it's all about defending, but it also attacks. If there, you know, it can be defending something normally, but then if it perceives something that is not normal, or it's like in that perception, then it will attack the own body. So whether it's attacking the liver, attacking the thyroid, attacking the bile ducts, attacking your skin, attacking everywhere, there is a dysfunction inside. And what I found was that dysfunction began in the gut. Because you see, through my life, I had been already pumped full of antibiotics, full of toxins, full of junk. So that left my gut shredded. Now, normal tests, they just said, oh, everything's fine and everything. But I took a metabolic sensitivity, an IgG food sensitivity test. And that's where I found that there were certain foods that I was sensitive to. And over time, when your gut gets shredded, you know, there's the permeability. You know, I didn't have Crohn's disease, but I exhibited symptoms of IBS. Irritable bowel syndrome. And there's a lot of it going out there right now. That's coming out. More people with gut issues. It's because of all the drugs, all the antibiotics that have not just been given to us orally or through through vaccinations and whatnot, but it's also in the food supply, in the air we breathe, in the water we drink, in the chemicals that we put on our body. It affects our blood, it affects our gut. So the gut is where trillions and trillions of bacteria, the good bacteria, thrive and keep us healthy. So the more and more research is showing that when you have a healthy gut, you have a healthy mood, a healthy hormone, healthy digestion, healthy everything. Healthy everything. Believe me, when you have a healthy gut, that's where life begins to really be happier. So I did more research and I went on a protocol of, that's why I went on the protocol of eating raw vegan for several months just to heal my gut, because I just could not hold down food properly. You know, my bowel movements were not what it should be. You know, I was analyzing the shape of my poop, the color of my poop, the look and feel of it. Believe me, when you're going to go down that path and you want to find the answers that other doctors don't have any answers for, you're going to discover some amazing things. And that's what I found. I started healing my gut. I needed to give it some relief. And digesting meat or any animal proteins was very difficult. So I had a choice. You know, it's either like I follow the dictates of my tongue, which wanted to have the taste sensation, you know, sent to my brain saying, oh, this tastes so good. Or I go into survival mode. So we're in, like I just said, forget it. I don't care what it tastes like. I want to heal myself. So I made up my mind, that mindset. I was in that mindset that I was going to do anything and everything to heal myself. Because you have to make your body and your mind work together to heal yourself when it comes to autoimmune. And the other factor that affects the body as well is stress. So not only did I have to heal my gut, but I had to minimize the stress so that my gut didn't start acting up. Because, you know, I was looking back at my history, my own medical history, and my own personal analysis of how my life was, how I ate, what I ate, when I ate. And what it boiled down to was like, okay, I ate a lot of junk food, was given a lot of junk food, given a lot of antibiotics, over-the-counter drugs. So that set the stage. So over time and accumulated, and then next thing you know, was stress, you know, having a failed marriage, losing my financial assets, just going through the ringer emotionally, it really destroyed my gut. You know, I was at the borderline of having stomach ulcers. You know, my doctor kept giving me all these antacids and these acid reflux drugs. So that all contributed. So I needed to, you know, start off clean. I said, okay, no doctor's been able to help me. They said, just eat a normal diet. I'm like, no way, you know, you have no answer. So I focus on getting probiotics, high dose, billions and billions of probiotics, meaning I was buying like a 50 billion to 100 billion doses of probiotics from Garden of Life, from Jarrow, and I was eating a lot of fermented foods, you know, kimchi, sauerkraut, and eating a lot of foods that would help replenish my gut flora. I had made sure that I ate a lot of green vegetables. I ate a lot of fiber, anything to basically just heal the insides of, you know, of my gut. I just had to be patient. You know, there was times where people would invite me and I just can't eat what they offer, you know, because they don't understand. But for me, I was steadfast. I was steadfast in the nutrition aspect, because I knew that I had done it before in healing and reversing the type 2 diabetes. So by focusing on my gut, by healing my gut, by eating raw, vegan, gluten-free as well, and also dairy, you know, going non-dairy. I was just eliminating a lot of typical allergens that people, you know, take for granted. So that's where it starts. But then I also dedicated myself to go exercise. And we'll talk about that in a separate podcast episode. But here right now, I'm going to focus on just the nutrition aspect, which I'm going to try and condense for everybody. But it really boils down to probiotics with prebiotics, two kinds. The prebiotics is the type of fiber, the type of sugar that the good bacteria, the probiotics feed on. And you need that for a balanced flora. So I basically combined prebiotics and probiotics, and I was eating a lot of fiber. And then I was also cut out any additional, added sugars, meaning from no more refined sugar or anything like that. The only type of sugar I could consume that was easy for my gut was raw, organic, unfiltered honey. So between that and I was eating certified gluten-free oatmeal, and then I was also supplementing protein with a vegan protein. So I basically, like I said, I went totally non-animal, went to plant-based. And then I also had a ritual daily to drink a lot of water. Keep drinking a lot of water. Flush it out. Apple cider vinegar, lemon juice, anything and everything to fix myself inside. People thought I was crazy. It's like, dang, that's so harsh, But I didn't want to go into drugs. No way. I'd seen what people were complaining about. The side effects I read about, of these immune suppressing drugs, which didn't really cure the autoimmune condition itself. And I read a lot. I fed my mind a lot of positive feedback, positivity. It's so easy to think negatively, to just wallow in the misery. Yeah, there are times, that I cried. There were times that I was angry and I was looking for anything and everyone to blame for my condition. But you know what? In order for you to heal, you gotta claim everything. Whatever's happened to you in your lot in life, anything and everything that's happened to you, own it, claim it, and you move forward with it. Because there's no way that you're ever going to heal if you're always going to wallow and have a pity party. That's what I say. If you keep having a pity party, you're always going to be pitiful. You're never going to heal. And then the thing too about the nutrition aspect is you're going to have to develop that discipline. You're going to have to tell your brain, your tongue, and say, look, it's survival mode. It's survival mode. You continue eating the crap, you continue eating the meat, you keep eating stuff that is hard for your body to digest, you will die sooner. You will die much, much sooner and much more painful. So that's what I was telling myself, that if I had chosen that path where I would continue eating the same thing, meaning I'd still consume animal proteins, I would still consume stuff that was not beneficial for my gut, I wouldn't be here. So I was taking those probiotics and prebiotics daily. And drinking a lot of pure filtered alkaline water. I know I keep repeating this, but this is the path. This is how you heal yourself. You gotta pound it into your head. You gotta keep saying to yourself, okay, I'm gonna eat this every day, and bless this food, thank this, thank the creator, thank the universe for this food that will nourish me, strengthen me, rejuvenate me, and heal me. That's what I kept saying, the food that I prepared, the food that was given to me, I also imbued it with a positive energy. Because energy, it wasn't just the food that I was thinking of that was going to heal me, but it was the energy itself. I wanted to make sure that the food that I was consuming, that anything I was putting in my body, I was changing the energetic frequency of that food. And you guys may find this as far out or crazy anything, but what it boils down to, everything is energy, right? So that's what I found through my research. Okay, so I eat clean, the probiotics, prebiotics, but I would also be thankful for it. I would, before I consume it, before I drink it, eat it, swallow it, I would say thank you. Bhavanam Kevalam, love is all there is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, and you would repeat it, you know, like I would repeat this prayer, this mantra, you know, thank you for this nourishment, thank you for those who prepared this, thank you for this food that will nourish me, heal me, strengthen me, rejuvenate me, and heal me. I kept saying that every meal, everything that I put inside of me. Believe me, the power of repetition. That's why I keep saying this right now in this podcast. You know, I may sound repetitive, but it is the nature. When you keep saying these things, it also changes your mindset. And then you say, it is done. And so be it. 3 times. Complete it. It is done. So be it. It is done. So be it. And I visualize myself healing every cell, every damaged part of my liver, my bile ducts, my gut. I knew it was, and I had to be patient with it. There's no quick fix. No quick fix. You have to program your mind so that it will be the biggest ally of your body. Your body just responds to what your mind really does, you know, says. So start listening to your body, feeling that gut feeling. Yes, that's true. Feeling from the heart, that's true. In the flow, that's true. So in my next episode, I'm going to talk about the nutrition supplements. But remember, like I said, there's many different components, but what I've just talked about is what I did with the food. Next, there's some additional weapons or additional energetic support that comes from supplementation, which is another way of bolstering the body, which we'll discuss in the next episode. In the meantime, welcome to April, the next quarter of 2018. Keep listening. I appreciate all of you that are listening to this. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you all. We'll be back.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.